Weathering the Storms of Life, a six-part series, part three, Bathing in the Power and Peace of Prayers, by Michael Fair. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray continually. Prayer is the true calling of Christians. Martin Luther. There is one behavior that is guaranteed to take place when a storm of life hits someone. They will pray to God. Whether it is a diagnosis of a disease, loss of a job, financial hardship, a hurtful relationship issue, or loss of a loved one, we all fall to our knees in prayer when a violent storm of life hits. It is unfortunate that we wait to pray until something bad happens. When we fail to have a quality prayer life on a regular basis, we demonstrate how much we are focused on ourselves, and in the process, we neglect our relationship with our Heavenly Father. It often seems to us that life knocks us down for no apparent reason, but whatever the hardship that takes place, we must remember it has been filtered through the hands of God. He has allowed our storm to take place to work out something in our life or in the life of others. If we are surprised and taken off guard when a storm takes place, rest assured that God is never surprised by such events. Sometimes our storms might have been averted if we had spoken with Him more often about situations and issues. In such instances, He is using trials to get our attention and show us something about ourselves that needs to be changed. Whatever the purpose or plan behind a storm, power and peace can be found in praying to our Heavenly Father. Our Savior knew all too well the importance of speaking to God. He had a holy habit of praying to His Heavenly Father on a regular basis. He would retreat to a quiet place and focus His attention on praying. You can find this in Mark 1:35-36, Luke 5:15-16, and Hebrews 5:7-10. He knew what He had to face in His ministry, and He bathed Himself in the power and peace of prayer. There is immense power in prayer. We gain strength to face the storms of life because we know God will work in us, through us, and around us to work His will. People can encourage us, but we know God has the power to change our situation, minister to our soul, and give us guidance in how to deal with our trial or struggle. We feel power because the Holy Spirit fills us with the power of God if we speak to our Heavenly Father and request such empowerment. We are told in Matthew 7:7-8 that we need to ask for whatever we seek and need. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. While this verse would seem to portray God as a candy man who will give us whatever we desire, we must balance the scripture with others that speak of humbly seeking the will of our Heavenly Father. In Matthew 6, we are instructed to pray to God for His will. It says in verse 10, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." We see here that we must come humbly before our Lord in our prayers, seeking His will, not our own. Yes, we ask to receive what we think we need, but we should always be willing to accept, to receive what God sees as best for us in our situation. Sometimes what we feel would be the best outcome and quickest solution for our trial or struggle would be the worst thing for us. This is why we submit to God and ask for His will to be done. The power of prayer is that God will act in mighty ways to resolve our situation. Knowing that He is in control and working in all sorts of ways we have no knowledge of is reassuring during the stress and hardship of a difficult storm of life. Listen to the words of Betty Scott Stamm, a missionary to China who was beheaded for her faith. This will give you a perspective as to how to humbly submit to the Lord in a tough storm. She says, "Lord, I give up all my own plans and purposes, all my own desires and hopes, and accept Thy will for my life. I give myself, my life, my all utterly to Thee, to be Thine forever. Feel me and seal me with Thy Holy Spirit. Use me as Thou wilt." Send me where thou wilt, and work out thy will in my life at any cost, now and forever. I wonder if when we pray to our Heavenly Father for answers to the dilemmas we face, we are so consumed with receiving the answers we want for our situation, we fail to see the real answers God gives us for our efforts in prayer. God answers our prayers according to His will and gives us answers that are godly, wise, and in our best interest. We can often miss His heavenly answers because we are looking for receiving our earthly requests. While we should always pray for what we desire because that may actually be God's will, we must always be willing to accept any possible answer that God may provide. We discern God's answer when we seek wise counsel, compare it to Scripture, and listen for the Holy Spirit to validate it as a godly solution. The peace of prayer is discovered and experienced when we lay our fears, hurts, and wounds before His feet and gain a peace that passes all human understanding as He ministers to us. Philippians 4:7. Peace comes as we realize that we have very little control over our situation, and we must lay our problems and hurts before Him for resolution and healing. Most of the time, our lack of peace comes about when we try to tackle our situation from our meager resources and our human wisdom. Our emotions often run rampant during a storm, and this distorts even the best of judgment we might have. When we turn over the trial and hardship to God and ask for Him to guide us and to oversee the process of resolution, we gain a calm in our heart, mind, and soul that enables us to endure the buffeting of the storm on our life. If we are suffering because of something that someone has done to us, we can experience a supernatural peace when we pray for those who have harmed us. While this may seem almost impossible to do, it is often necessary if we are going to not only survive our storm, but also emerge healthy and less wounded. When we harbor thoughts of revenge and anger against those who have hurt us, we allow our damaged emotions to eat away at our peace. Believe it or not, we are called to pray for others, even those who do us harm. Ephesians 4:31-32 states, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Refusing to forgive breeds bitterness and heartache. Scripture tells us to keep short accounts, not only with God, but also with our fellow human beings. Some guidelines to consider when preparing to pray would be to find a place of solitude where you can be alone with God. Be completely and utterly honest with Him. Come before Him with submissive humbleness. Be willing to obey God's instruction if the Holy Spirit brings Scripture to your mind as you pray. Be sensitive to the needs of others in your prayers. I often say there is ministry in ministry. What I mean by this is as you minister to others by praying for them, you will be ministered to in the process. Seek to be led by the Spirit as you pray and allow Him to intercede for you if you seem to lack words to express what you feel. Romans 8:26. Pray often. Remember, you can pray with your eyes open while driving a car. You can pray in the grocery checkout line. You can pray anywhere and at any time. You don't have to always bow your head and close your eyes. Above all, pray with a faithful attitude, trusting in God's love and provision. He will answer your prayers in His way and in His time. You can rest assured that the answers to your prayers that are according to God's will are the best for you in whatever hardship you are facing. Finally, praise and worship Him for who He is and what He is doing. Give thanks for the answers that will come and in the patience, trust, and faith He will give you until they appear. I believe the old hymn, "Be Still My Soul," embodies the power and peace we discover as we get on our knees and pray to our Lord. Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, He faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as He has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know His voice who ruled them while He dwelt below. The power we experience from prayers we say comes from the character of the God we serve. The peace we experience from our prayers comes from resting in our Heavenly Father's power. Remember all you have learned in your storm as you grow closer to God and develop the holy habit of prayer. When the next storm comes, you will be not only prepared for its assaults, you will grow even stronger in your faith because the victory is in the power and peace God gives you as you pray. Philippians 4:19, And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.